Let's pray for our offerings tonight. In the name and in the spirit of Jesus, we bring our gifts to you, O God. Help us to give with them a ready mind, a willing spirit, and a joyful heart. Amen. I'll piggyback on Phil and say, for me, this is the most dreaded part of the service for tonight. And I say that because it's just me for the offering tonight, just sharing some news. I'm going to read it mostly because that's just what I need to do. But I do recognize just the strangeness of this venue and reading this thing for this moment. But throughout the last year, it's become increasingly clear to me that in order for me to continue to serve as pastor of worship and arts at All Souls, a season of rest in the form of a sabbatical was becoming more and more necessary. There's been a deep, persistent weariness in me that has seemed pretty unshakable for a very long time. I've spent a lot of time praying and trying to discern the shape and the timing of such a season in order to begin conversations with leadership of All Souls about that possibility. And in the process of that discernment, two threads emerged. And the first is just a growing urgency around my need for a season of rest. And then the second was a growing uncertainty that I was meant to return to All Souls at the end of that season. So over the last few months and weeks, God has made it clear that that time of season, time and season for rest is here for some of that deeper work of healing and recovery. And it's also become clear that my time as pastor of worship and arts here at All Souls has come to an end. And that's been devastating. It's been a really heartbreaking realization. So serving as your pastor of worship and the arts has been one of the greatest joys and privileges of my life. My family and I are grateful in ways we could not begin to adequately express. We love you. You've become family to us. You've cared for us in ways that have shown us the love of Jesus again and again and again. Which is to say, the last few years have been difficult and wearying in so many ways, but those difficulties have paled in comparison to the gift of watching and waiting for the Lord with you, of grieving and rejoicing and grieving and rejoicing together again and again, watching so many good small mustard seeds take root and sprout in our midst, even in places that felt like wilderness and seasons that felt like wilderness. And the gift, too, of hoping together that this community, by God's help and by the power of the Spirit, could continue to become the forest of mustard trees in the wilderness. And together we've glimpsed and been surprised by God's goodness and faithfulness again and again. And to all of that, thanks be to God. So the Spain hours aren't leaving Knoxville. I'm not running to another job. This is really and truly just a pause and a stepping back for me. And the shape of the next season is still very much taking shape for me and for our family. But it is with a heavy heart that I tell you that my last Sunday as pastor of worship in the arts will be Sunday, July 23rd, just 2 weeks from tonight. And I'm painfully aware, again, that this is strange news for this venue. It's quite the offering to drop. And there's not a dialogue here. So please don't hesitate to call me, to reach out, to find time to talk. I want to have those conversations. We're here. So please do that. But I just want to leave you by saying that I love you all with a tired and a broken heart that is overflowing with gratitude. So the Lord be with you. Also with you. Would you stand and sing the doxology with me? Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him.